Welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on aceofspadespdx.com. It's what you're not listening to, the audio educational and anthology series. Yes, and I am Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, videographer, and writer, doing it all here on the DIY. And this is our last show of our second season. Woo woo! Ring the bells, honey, ring the bells. And our third season starts right about. And just a little less than a week for Memorial Day weekend here in the United States. Yes, so finishing up this by looking at the age of beautiful singing. Yes, and for those of you who believe opera is all Sturm und Drang, Viking helmets, and heavy volume, Dame Joan Sutherland helped bring back a music form called bel canto, or beautiful singing, and embellished her version of it with a florid expressiveness called coloratura. Opera can be daunting to the uninitiated. Much of this is due to the sheer number of years the art form has been around. It arrived during the Baroque period, which was over 400 years ago, a period which was preceded by the medieval and Renaissance periods. Following the Baroque period came the Classical period, which, in this definition, refined elements of the Baroque and, most importantly, where individual songs or sonatas came to the fore. The most recognizable names from this period are Beethoven and Mozart. By the time of the Romantic period, which followed, large, heavy, loud, and technically difficult works exemplified by Wagner became popular. The Romantic period and Wagnerian largesse held an amazing amount of sway over the opera world for over a century, and it was almost as if the lush music of the Classical period would be gone forever. However, in the mid-20th century, Classical period music made an amazing comeback, and theater companies once again started to perform works in this style. Even an Oscar-winning film about the life of Mozart, Amadeus, in 1984, further emphasized the revival. But this success owes a great deal to singers such as Marilyn Horne, Montserrat Caballé, Beverly Sills, Luciano Pavarotti, and Joan Sutherland, singers who use coloratura, which is an expressive vocal delivery that, unlike romantic pieces, is more about feeling and phrasing than attempting to enunciate every single note, and is generally brighter in tone. Coloratura also allows the singer a more personal interpretation of a composer's work. Joan Sutherland was considered one of the 20th century's greatest singers of opera and classical period works, even though some of her critics thought her diction wasn't perfect. And trust me, when you hear me slaughter some of this, these other languages, you're going to think she was truly the prima donna when it came to diction. Hailing from Sydney, she honed her craft for years, originally wanting to be a singer of Wagnerian works. Her lifelong husband, collaborator, pianist, and conductor Richard Boyning persuaded her to attempt something different. Sutherland worked tirelessly for decades to bring back what many called beautiful music, and in addition to being a part of many stage productions, she also recorded studio albums extensively as well, which helped cement her place as a leading figure in opera. She also just happened to be the first Australian ever to win a U.S. Grammy Award in 1961 for her double LP, The Art of the Prima Donna. Sutherland was made Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire by Queen Elizabeth II in 1978 in recognition of her work in the arts. Though her voice would start to show wear by the mid-1960s, partially due to sinus surgery, she kept touring and recording until 1990, whereafter she used her time to sit on judging panels for new talent. She died in 2010 and was given a state funeral. And we'll be kicking off our program today with a selection from Verdi's La Traviata. Yes, one of the most beloved of all the classical period operas. And this is from Act 3, Signora. And it comes from a 1976 album called Operatic Duets, which has also been repackaged. It's called Love Duets. And it features a very famous tenor who was very, very young when he accompanied Sutherland on a tour of Australia. And that man is Luciano Pavarotti, yes. And here we go, kids. Richard Boning with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and the London Opera Chorus also join in.
Con sono, so tutto caro.
So per fede, so chi sei.
Da questo palpito, se io t'amo imparo, senza desistere, più non potrei.
Ma sangue in peto, hai mezzo peto, credi con cielo, non è
scorda l'affanno, donna dorata, a me perdoni al genito.
Io ti perdoni, la mia sono io, ma sono morta al vivere in te.
Non lo avevo, l'angio mio, mai più dividermi, potrà da te.
Thank you.
And welcome back, what an all in children revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades, PDX.com, the Out of Educational Anthology series. Yes, and probably doing a little more education in this program than I normally do. Sometimes I do stretch that a little bit, but you know, that is one of the things I really don't like about classical music and opera isn't the music form. I mean, obviously we're all here for the music. It's the snobbery of some of the fans. Really, it just gets on my nerve. But, you know, we get that in indie rock as well. And it's like, really, sit your ass down, right? Get a life, right? Music is for everyone. Right? We all had to start somewhere. And let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our program, shall we? Kicked it off from Act 3 of La Traviata by Verdi. Following that, Donizetti, and from Il Castillo de Kenilworth, Act 3 there. And that was from the 1985 album Bel Canto Arias, again conducted by Richard Moyning, with the Welsh National Opera Orchestra. And the song we just heard, of course, who else could that have been? Mozart's. Exultate, Jubilate, K-165-4, Alleluia, from 1979, from the album Sutherland Sings Mozart, again conducted by her husband, and with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And we're going to be kicking off part two with a French composer, yes, another French composer, surprise, surprise, probably this composer's best known opera, and for good reason. It really just, it's just bright and shiny and beautiful. From the album The Art of the Prima Donna from 1960, and this one is the only one conducted by somebody who is not Sutherland's husband, but Franco Molinari Pradelli, with the Orchestra of the Royal Opera House in Sydney. This is Gounod, Romeo and Juliet, Ah, Je Vois Vivre, and we'll see you just before the grand finale.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Lunar Evolution, and one and all to what you're not listening to. I'm still your miss of a monkey bear, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., doing it all here in the DIY. For what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX, the Art of Educational Anthology series. We come to the home stretch on our last show for season two, yes. And wanted to finish it up with just something pretty. Why not, right? I have no idea what our first show for season three, which will be broadcasting sometime around Memorial Day weekend, probably that Saturday, but I will figure something out pretty PDQ, yes. But right now, let's get back to Joan Sutherland, yes, and the age of bel canto, yes, the age of beautiful singing, which she helped revive. And you got to remember, in by the mid-1950s, Wagnerian works had pretty much were still very much in vogue, particularly in the U.S. The Met did a series of them in the 40s and 50s, which were highly popular. So really trying to come back with this revival was a very interesting thing, but it's not uncommon in opera for revivals to happen. To give you an idea, Bach probably would not have even be talking about him. He's considered one of the greatest composers of all time. If it had not been for a revival of his music in England, you know, and that is really what got all the scholars together. And it's like, whoa, what have we been missing? How did we not know this? Because he wasn't as well known and during his time period as some as others were. So, the revivals can actually do a lot of really, really wonderful things. So let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our program before we get into our very extended grand finale. Kick it off from Romeo and Juliet by Gounod. Following that, from the 1963 album, The Age of Bel Canto, and that is with Richard Conrad. It's the male voice you hear there, again, conducted by Richard Boynning, with the London Symphony Orchestra, Bellini, La Straneria, Un Ritratto. And the song we just heard, Lahar, Di Lusti Witti, Act 2, from 1966 album, Love Live Forever. Yes, even... Even the titles just are very flowery, and sure, why not? This is beautiful music, and that is, there's a distinct difference, something Father used to tell me all the time. Sometimes this was called long hair music, you know? because of the wigs and things like that, a lot of the composers would wear. Yes, it had nothing to do with, you know, like the 60s and hippies and all that. Long hair music was actually considered that. And it was also called by its fans beautiful music. And again, with the new Philharmonia Orchestra, the Ambrosian Light Opera Chorus on that track, again, Richard Boynton conducting. And here we are at the finale. And this is an interesting piece because it is one of the few, the album it's taken from is one of the few titles in the entire Sutherland catalog that has not been reissued on CD. And it comes under two titles called Russian Rarities or The Russian Jewels, with two different covers, same track listing. And conducted by her husband with the London Symphony Orchestra. They're fantastic pieces, but not really as well known. Parts of this, that release, were released on an album from Decca after Sutherland had retired, called Early Tracks and Rarities. Yes. And if you have questions, feedback, comments, dedications, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop me a line at daddybenbear, one word, daddybenbear@gmail.com. Find Miami Design Site at aospdx.com or on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Twitter just by typing in Ben Brown Jr. Love to you all. Yes. Because this show is all about love. And thank you for another a fantastic second year. Can you believe we're up to 122 shows now? I'm doing over 60 a year. That's just, it's insanity. It's insanity. From Glier, the Concerto for Coloratura and Orchestra, because I had to. Operation 82, number one, Andante, and number two, Allegro, from 1969.
Mamma.